let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Art of Dowsing by Dwayne Arthur Osey answers all the questions on dowsing. Information the reader as to why and how dowsing works. Moreover, it has the instructions to test oneself to become a dowser. Dwayne has been a proficient dowser for 65 years. Born and raised in Minnesota, he enlisted in the Army in 1964 at the age of 21, spent one of his 3 years in service in Korea as a U.S. Army engineer. Dwayne and Rena, his second wife, met through a mail order bride system. She moved to the Alaskan homestead to live in a hole in the ground called a dugout for 9 years. While she and Dwayne built their three-story log home, they live off the land for the most part, gardening, using solar power, and trapping. Rena, by the way, does the skinning. Dwayne is a survival expert, skilled at living and thriving under extreme conditions, a sought-after public speaker. Dwayne gives presentations on rural living, homesteading, survival, Alaska living, and the art of dowsing. He's also a talented author, of another book, Alaskan Wilderness Adventure, joined Dwayne and his son Daniel on a journey deep in the Alaskan wilderness in search of finding a new home. We'll talk about that on a future This Week in America. Today, we're talking about Dwayne's book, Ancient Art of Dowsing, Dwayne Arthur Osey, our guest on This Week in America. Dwayne, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
I'm glad to see you, too.
There is so much to talk about on the program today. This is going to be fascinating because this is something I've heard about for a number of years, and we have an expert with us today that's going to give us everything we need to know about the ancient art of dowsing. First of all, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I wanted to get it out before I die. Everybody needs to know about this. This has happened since Egyptian times, and every homesteader had to have water to before they could decide where to build a house or have their barn and have it convenient. So it started out with willow sticks, but I just wanted to get it out so people need to know this.
Well, it's an important message and an important piece of history as well, and you've done an excellent job in explaining it to us and giving us some of the background. Who put you onto dowsing in the first place? How did you come across this skill?
Well, my grandmother, I was about age 9, and my grandfather, which I never knew, her husband, used to do that for the neighbors, to finding their wells. And so it's passed down to me.
How exactly does dowsing work? Explain the concept to us, please.
Well, it's energy field that everything emits, whether it's above ground or below ground, and no matter how deep it is. It's somehow hard to explain, but an energy field can be detected. I can imagine bats flying around, they can feel the surfaces, so they'll never run into walls. In the complete dark, they know. They can sense the aura or the energy and stop at that point.
It's just amazing. The Ancient Art of Dowsing is the book written by our guest on the program, Dwayne Arthur Osey. That's O-S-E. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com, the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can get information on Dwayne's book, order it as well there. So when we talk about this, it sounds like a skill that sort of developed. You learned it from your grandmother. Can anyone do dowsing?
Anyone is capable of doing dowsing. We have to be careful about the skeptics. They have all kinds of weird ideas, but it is it works, and anyone can do it.
Now, this obviously is something that you've seen work. Tell us just a little bit about that. I mean, over your life, you've seen it work. You're so impressed with it and feel this is something that needs to be documented, that you've written the book, Ancient Art of Dowsing. Talk about your experiences, because you actually have seen this. You know for a fact this is effective.
You might want to say that again.
Yeah, let me go back and just, you've done this all of your life. So you've actually seen this actually works, doesn't it?
Yes, I think the first time that it was required for me to do it, my father was a tiler, a ditch digger, and he had a problem trying to find out where the old tiles were to connect to without smashing into them. So he had me look for them underground, and any void is detectable. And so I traced it out to where he could start digging and connect to the tile without hunt and search for it. So it was practical. And so it's not only used just for water, it's for finding a lot of things.
Yes, and at an early age became a believer. The book is Ancient Art of Dowsing by Dwayne Arthur Ossie, our guest on the program. Ancient, the first word in the title. Why did you use the word ancient?
Because it's been around since mankind. It's been worked on way back in ancient man time, and a whole lot during homesteading because of people having to have water. It was used particularly then for water, and you can also tell the depth of it. But that's where they would build their house and put their barn around it once they found a source of water.
So ancient is exactly the word that describes the art of this and how long this has been around. What items are actually used in dowsing? What's necessary?
The first thing that started out was just a V willow stick. It has to be, well, it doesn't have to be, but it was preferably to be fresh, freshly cut. And it'd be just like holding a wishbone in your hand. You would, anyway, so it's a willow stick. And also what I prefer is a metal rod, such as coat hangers straightened out or welders brazen rods nowadays.
The book is Ancient Art of Dowsing by Dwayne Arthur Ossie, our guest on the program. Book available at stratton-press.com. Other places as well. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll make sure that you get all the information on Dwayne's book. In the book, you talk a lot about targets. How do you recognize what you call a target to be? Explain that process.
Well, a target is any object, solid or void. It could be a cave or whatever under the ground or beneath the surface. But a target it covers the whole gamut of items that could be found. Buried treasure, bones, old burial sites, lines of any kind, even trenches that have been dug in the past years. So the military could find, if you wanted to be a tunnel rat and find the tunnels in the war areas or things like that, it could be detected and measured as to where it's at. And when you go over it with the lines, with the rods that you're using, it'll trace an outline. You draw a picture on the surface, and then you can determine what it is by the picture you have scratched on the ground.
So there's a lot to be found. This is just fascinating. Ancient Art of Dowsing, Dwayne Arthur Ossie, our guest on the program. In the book, you also write about auras. What is an aura? Explain that as well, if you would, please.
Aura? Well, we could take a quick look back to the Bible and see that Jesus Christ had an aura around his head. But an aura is an energy field around your body. It could be of different thicknesses, and some people have the unique ability to see the color. Some auras have color. And using one rod, you come up to a person, and it will deflect and outline that aura. And it's been said that the more jovial the person is, if he's Santa Claus or something, the larger the aura. But a tree, a rock, any substance, even a house, a rock, a boulder, a car, animals, all objects above the ground has an aura or what it actually is an energy field.
So we're talking about targets. We're talking about auras in Dwayne's book, Ancient Art of Dowsing. Can the depth to the target be measured?
Yes. What you use there is a small plumb bob, a pencil, a pocket knife, a string, and you use just a one rod. Once you have the target located, the key is not to stand on top of the target, but to the side of the target, having the rod over the target with a string and the plumb bob. But you put the, and you hold it firmly with both hands, really steady, lower the plumb bob to the ground, then gently raise it up about 2 inches off the surface of the ground and wait. And you don't have to wait long. It happens almost right away. It'll start bobbing. And each bob is 1 foot. That is measured to the surface, to the top of the target. It doesn't mean to the bottom of the target. It means to the top of the target. So if there's a, say, a casket in the ground, it would measure to be 5 to 6 feet down.
The Ancient Art of Dowsing is the book by Dwayne Arthur Ossie. This is such an interesting book. You said in the book that this actually works better than ground-penetrating radar. Talk about that, because you prefer this. Why is this better than the radar?
Well, the dowsing, there's no limit to the depth of the target. The electronic testing is only 3. If you're very lucky, it'd be 6 feet. But otherwise, it's maybe about 3 feet. You can find all kinds of surface materials just under the ground or in the ground and map it out that way. And it costs money. So dowsing is just a whole lot better by the rods or a willow stick or any kind of a green willow V joint cut stick.
The book Art of Dowsing by Dwayne Arthur Ossie, our guest on the program, and if you're Googling, that's O-S-E, is really the definitive book of the ancient art of dowsing. You've got great information in there, everything that we talked about, plus much more located in the book. How exciting has this been for you to write this book and to sort of come up with this chronicle, this historic record of dowsing, how it works, the history, the ancient part of it? How much fun has this been for you to actually write this book and get this information out in the public?
Well, it started out simple of my grandmother telling me, showing me, and I just expanded from that. I thought, oh, this is an opportunity to find abandoned cemeteries. It's an opportunity to find the tomb, burial tombs, ancient history. I can find houses under the ground, foundations, old wells, outhouses. Outhouses are good for putting down old glass bottles and stuff. People would go treasure hunting and those sort of things. But the well drillers would get a hold of me, and some landowners would get a hold of me, and I'd show them where to drill for water. There's a water table, and people just, the simple thing is they say, well, you just dig until you get water. Well, if you get stagnant water, you're not going to have good water. You want a stream, underground vein of water that's filtered by the ground instead of some dinosaur type oil ground.
Yep, yes. This is just fascinating. I've heard so much about this, and I'm getting sort of a history lesson as well as a practical lesson in the art of dowsing, how it's done, when it's done. The book is really lays it all out for you. Dwayne is, as I mentioned, a very talented author, several other books that he's written that we'll be talking about in the coming weeks. Dwayne, what are the other books? I know Alaskan Wilderness Adventure. Just briefly, talk about that. We're going to talk about that on the next program.
Well, I'll try to make it as short as possible. I moved to Alaska because of my disability, and so I wanted a place of my own. But I went to record that by keeping a journal and planned it a whole year ahead. And I, as a survivalist in the military, I was also later on then a Boy Scout master, or not a boy, they call them Scout Masters now.
Yes.
And we always would go on hikes. So I'm sure that the young ones, men and women, would enjoy the hiking experience without a trail and making your own way and blazing trails and stuff. So it, then it goes on to the second one, just an extension of that. I'm the last federal homesteader to file in the United States. And I did that in Alaska.
But there's so many aspects. I'm looking forward to that. In the third week, this is going to be an interesting book as well. Talk about just the title. We'll leave them with the title of the book for our third conversation.
Yes, the third book that you're going to be talking about is Visited by Star Travelers.
Yes, and I that's got my attention right away. So I am totally looking forward to that. It's been such a pleasure, Dwayne, to have you on the program. Dwayne Arthur Ose, that's O-S-E. The book is Ancient Art of Dowsing. That's book one out of several that we'll be talking about in the program. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. Other places as well. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. Dwayne, this has been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for spending some time with us. Look forward to having you back to talk about Alaskan wilderness adventure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Very much welcome, Rick.
Looking forward to doing it again. You're welcome. Dwayne Arthur Ose, our guest. Ancient Art of Dowsing is the book. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.